Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Worried about being laid off? Well, maybe you've already been laid off. The latest unemployment numbers aren't good, and prospects for the job market are equally as gloomy. But that doesn't mean that you have to be a victim of this slowing economy. So today we've got the top three list of ways that you can survive a weakening job market. And this is from a recent Smart Money article. Number one, be proactive. Don't sit around and wait to be laid off. Take an active part in meetings and volunteer for extra work. That will help you and your company. Seek more ways to help the bottom line of the organization. Number two, get on a budget. That's always a necessity. But if you're laid off, it's critical to make your money last. So track your spending and cut any unnecessary expenses now. And number three, take a part-time job. Employers are coping with tough times by hiring part-time workers. If you're still employed, a second part-time job is a great way to make extra cash and to pay off debt. Now, if you're out of work, a part-time job will help you make your money last and could be a path to full-time work. But most important, don't give in to fear. Matthew 6:26 says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" Your heavenly Father loves you. And that's why the Bible says so much about money and possessions. To find out more, visit us online at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life with Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.